The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Galway International Arts Festival is taking place all of next week and beyond from July 15th to 28th, and it'll showcase some incredible homegrown and international talent, not to mention my next guest, veteran stage and screen actor Kathy Belton, who is a part of the world premiere of Reunion, written and directed by Mark O'Rowan, put on with Landmark Productions. Kathy, good morning to you.
Hey, Sean. Good morning.
Thanks for having me. Listen, we've just been talking about it coming home for the English footballers, but you're coming home to Galway for familiar surrounds this year.
Yeah, it's just so lovely to be back in my hometown performing for the Galway International Arts Festival in a large-scale family drama, a premiere of a new Irish play. It's very exciting. We've had two previews, Sean. And we were waiting for that final ingredient to be added, which is the audience. And I have to say, they've been extraordinary. There's nothing like a Galway audience or a festival audience. So, yeah, it's great to be home.
Yeah. And go on. So tell us about Reunion.
Reunion is a new play by Mark O'Rowe. It's a huge family drama set on an island off the west coast of Ireland. And it's about a family who regather 5 years after the father has died. I play Elaine, the matriarch, trying to gather all my family together for this big weekend. The stakes are very high. We all haven't been in the house together in years. And so under the surface, there is, as there is with every family, unsaid conflicts, resentments, bitterness. Do they come to the fore? Do they not? That's all revealed over the space of 24 hours. So it's about family. It's about gathering. It's about connecting with people. It's about the absence of a father. And it's very funny and it's very sad.
I'd say there's a lot of people now around the country who have gone to remote rural places for their summer holidays who can feel the tension that you're talking about as they're sitting in the car listening in.
Absolutely. I think people will recognise everybody or a character or two in it.
And listen, like you said, it's a play in part about the absence of a father. And obviously the director, Mark O'Rowe, lost his own father during COVID.
Yes.
And it kind of always strikes me that, you know, some of the best art comes from loss and can come from quite a dark place. Does that emotion make its way into the script and into the performance?
Yeah, I think it's kind of extraordinary what Mark has done with this. You know, we have so many plays about the loss of fathers. And I think what he's really managed to do in this is take out the father, that the absence is almost as powerful. And my character is trying to reminisce and celebrate, but we never get a chance. So it's quite powerful what Mark has done, and it's quite unique. I haven't really seen the absence of a father in a great new Irish drama before. And it's quite poignant because of that.
Mm. What is it? You've worked with Mark a number of times now. What is it about him that keeps you coming back?
Oh God, his writing, his language, his score, his rhythm. First of all, he's a great friend, so we collaborate brilliantly together. I trust him completely. He understands me instinctually, my process. But you get a play by Mark O'Rowe, and every dot, every comma, every word is refined down to the nth. And once you learn that score, it is kind of hard to learn. But once you do, it's a joy to play in such a refined piece of writing. Mm. And I love his honesty and his truth and his fearlessness as well. And I also think he's one of the greatest sense of humours of anybody I know.
Yeah, it's something, even when you say it and like absence being a big part of it, I think only the Irish can do that with a humour.
Yeah.
Like there's something about us.
Yeah, yeah. I think the greatest thing next to tragedy is hilarity, and the two go hand in hand. And it's really interesting. The audiences have really picked up on the comedy of it. Obviously, we didn't know we had a little instinct over weeks in rehearsals, but that first preview was kind of extraordinary down here to hear them recognize themselves and recognize the humor. And it's almost we have to kind of leave the, we have to allow them to laugh now and then get back to the score. That is the emotional rhythm of the play. Mm. So it's very exciting. It really is.
You can tell by you that you love stage, but obviously people will know you from beyond stage and know you from TV and film and, you know, Red Rock, Hidden Assets, Philomena, whatever it is. Do you have a favourite when it comes to the different mediums?
Do you know, it's a great question, Sean. And it's something I ask myself all the time. Sometimes I think if you do too much of one, you want to go back and do the other. But I think ultimately there is something so terribly dangerous about stage. You know, that live event, you really don't know what's going to happen. There's a different audience every night. There's a different alchemy every night. So I think, you know, obviously TV and film, I am passionate about. And there's nothing as exciting as getting onto a set for that first day and collaborating with the crew. But I guess with theatre, you have ultimately more control of your performance. You know, after you leave a set, then it goes into the post-editing studio and, you know, it's edited. Whereas in theatre, that one night you have one chance to portray your character in front of the audience and nobody can touch that, you know. So if it came down to it, I guess my first love was theatre. That's how I got into the business. And yeah, I'll always come back. I think it's always important never to leave it too long to not be on stage.
Yeah.
You know, that muscle can quite easily fall asleep. And I miss it. If I haven't done it in a while, I really, really miss it.
Did you miss it during the COVID period? And I suppose, how has it bounced back post-COVID? Like, are things where they were? Are they better? Are they worse in general for theatre?
You know, it's really funny. This play has brought up a lot for me about what it is. Theatre means. And I think, you know, there is a thing in the play in Reunion as well about art and, you know, what does art do to us? Is it a bam? You know, or is it useful in our lives? And I think COVID really kind of, we all turned to it. I don't know about you, but suddenly we all turned to, you know, something deeper in ourselves, be that poetry, be that watching more drama, whatever. So I really missed it when I was in the middle of doing a show in the Gate, Little Foxes. We were about to go on stage and we went into lockdown the day before. And I really, really missed it. But I think what it did when we did come out, the first thing to actually kind of we learned how to re-socialize again was through art and through theatre. And I found my first experience of going to the theatre for the first time kind of extraordinary, that we'd fallen out of the habit of socializing, and rituals like going to the theatre or going to gigs taught us how to socialize again. So I missed it so badly and I'm so glad we're back. Also as well, especially now with the this play has 10 people in it. It's such a gift to be in a huge, big ensemble cast again after COVID.
Mm. It's interesting. We were only talking in the office here beforehand about how we watched more during COVID because we had nothing else to do and caught up. But, you know, box sets of series, you suddenly had no time to watch. You did and you got into it. And it got me thinking, because obviously one of your breakout roles was the vet in Glenroe. And it was this really interesting Irish institution where it was every evening, you know, every Sunday evening, people would sit down. If you hadn't had your homework done by that time, you knew you were in trouble. There was all this stuff to it that you would have the water cooler moment. And I wonder, is the water cooler moment a little bit gone post, not only post COVID, but also post streaming, where everyone might be watching something, but they're not watching at the same time?
That's brilliant, Sean, what you've just said. And I think I agree with you. We're not watching together. We're not transcending together anymore. You know, like we're all streaming on our own. And I think that's the one thing that theatre, nobody can touch that, that we're all watching together when you go to a theatre. And I certainly feel that water cooler moment. It was so beautiful coming out of the Black Box in Galway last night. And there was still people there and everybody wanted to talk about the play. And I miss that. I really miss that. And I think the water cooler moment maybe is left for theatre now, you know, or cinema indeed, you know.
Yeah, true. Because even, you know, I was thinking something like Bodkin, which was a kind of a big enough punch by Netflix to take on, and which was really good.
Yeah.
But the buzz was sort of gone in a week. Everyone binged it. And then you're not really talking about it as much.
Yeah, Yeah, it's so true, actually. And I found that with The Bear. Myself and my husband binged The Bear, which was brilliant, but it was all over. We didn't have to wait. Do you know? I love that about Line of Duty as well. That we had to wait every Sunday night to see it. And I think it's something precious is worth waiting for, and you have time to digest it.
Yeah. What do you make of the Abbey's closure over the summer?
Oh, I think it's a huge loss for tourists coming, and I hope it will be sorted soon. I adore the Abbey. It's where I started, and I have no doubt it will be sorted. And I think when you see it shut like that, you realise how important it is in our lives. So, yeah, I think it's quite sad, but I've no doubt it will be sorted very soon.
Mm. So give us the run through then. Obviously, Galway International Arts Festival, people who want to go to reunion, how many shows, where's it on, how many tickets are left? Give us all the details.
Oh, Galway International Arts Festival, produced by Galway International Arts Festivals and the wonderful Landmark Productions, Anne Clark, where I had my first show as well with her. They're producing it. It can be seen in the Black Box in Galway. We are running now for the next 2 weeks. Tickets are flying out the door, Sean. So I would say to people, get in and book today. There are matinees Thursdays and Saturdays, 2:30 matinees and 7 o'clock start. It's an hour and 40 minutes, no interval, because once it starts, there's no way we're going to stop. Mark didn't know where to break it. So yeah, we run for 2 weeks in Galway. So yeah, so far, so very good.
Well, listen, the absolute best of luck with it. It sounds like it's going to be fascinating. Not just yourself, Robert Sheehan as well is in it, and a big cast of 10. Like you say, people can get on, get those tickets quickly for Reunion, which is running by Landmark Productions at the Galway International Arts Festival.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.